Welcome to the Quick Talk Podcast with Joshua Latimer, where we discuss business, life, family, faith, struggle, fire, pain, and ultimately winning.
It's time to take massive action. Look, I can't work harder on your life or business than you do.
It's ultimately all on you.
You know, God created all the food the birds would ever need, but he doesn't put it in their nest. You've got to go get it.
10 out of 10 people die. So how about doing something today that actually matters while you still can? Hey everybody, I wanted to start 2017 off with something I've never done before. This isn't a promotion, it's not a webinar, nothing like that. It's a project. I haven't decided a name for it yet, but I just recorded an interview with Sergeant Brian Murray of the U.S. Army. He's a paratrooper. He had 4 combat tours, and he's starting a window cleaning business. Now, I get a lot of emails from people, messages, things like that, saying, Josh, I wish you would focus maybe on someone who's at the very, very, very beginning of starting a business. And sometimes I interview these people, you know, that do wild things. They have huge, you know, successes, and those are very motivational and inspirational. But I do think it's important, too, to talk to someone like Brian Murray. And Brian is struggling to get started in this business. He's switching from military life to civilian life. And he's going to break down his story in a minute. But I really want you to focus and pay attention. And if you could, I want you to share this episode. Because I think his story and what we're going to be doing over the next few months is I coach and help him create the initial momentum he needs to build a real business. I think it could be really, really special. And it could affect a lot of people. So if you could share this, rate it, review it in iTunes, whatever we can do to get the word out for him and his story. I think it's great for veterans. It's great for anybody who's kind of at the beginning starting point. So let's get into it. Hey, everybody. Thank you so much for hanging out with me. Josh here. How the heck are you? 2017 is finally here. And today, I'm really excited about who I have on the line with me. And I know I say that a lot, but today is a very unique episode. This is something I kind of haven't done before. It's going to be a combination of connecting with a very, very brand new person in the business who's also a combat veteran in a combination with that with a coaching call. I think it'll be very unique. He has a very interesting story. And I think this is kind of a shout out to all the people who maybe have smaller businesses and want some of the basic clarity on how to get from point A to point B. Maybe you don't need to go from point D to point F yet, but we can get you from point A to point B. So, you know, I'm excited to introduce Sergeant Brian Murray, who's on the line with me right now. Brian, how are you, my friend?
Good, sir. How are you this morning, Josh?
Like Dave Ramsey would say, I'm better than I deserve, right?
Yeah.
But I'm
any
excited.
Any day on this side of the grass is a good day.
That's right. Let's talk about that immediately. Let's talk about the fact that you've been in combat, 4 different tours, 2 or 3 different countries. Give us some of the details. I know you serve in the National Guard now, but you're a civilian now, and you're trying to figure out how to make money and how to build a business and start a new career. And after years and years and years of jumping out of airplanes, and I'll let you explain all that, it's got to be a crazy place to be. So can you take us back in time and break down your history?
Yeah, I grew up with my single father for a little bit and then my single mother, and didn't have a whole lot of like job opportunities living in small towns, like small town in Ehrenberg, Arizona. So the military was for me when I turned 18. So I joined in 2000. Joined with the 82nd Airborne Division out of Fort Bragg, a bunch of guys jumping out of planes and like living life in a fast lane when I was 18 to probably 22, 23. Went to Afghanistan in 02 and then went to Iraq in 03 with them. And then my ex-wife talked me into getting out. She's like, hey, you know, get out. Let's find a civilian job. Move back to South Georgia. So we moved to South Georgia. Me and my buddy just wanted to sit around and hang out with vets on the weekends. So we joined the National Guard and we ended up in a surveillance and reconnaissance unit. So still jumping out of planes and helicopters and all that fun stuff, but only 1 week in a month, 2 weeks a year. And there was something missing from my life. Like I did all kinds of jobs, bartending, cooking, dishwashing, anything I could. I tried making carpets. I worked at a welding plant. I worked in the cotton gins, and I just bounced from job to job. And last year I was in dive school at this time to be like an underwater welder type guy. And when I got back, the National Guard sent me to the Republic of Georgia for about a month and a half. And when I got back, I didn't have the jobs. The ships have sailed, as I say. And so I needed something to do. I started doing construction, watching YouTube at night, doing construction during the day. And I happened to come across Keith Kalfas. And I was like, wait a minute, what? So I took my last paycheck from getting laid off. I got told on a Thursday I was getting laid off that Friday. So basically just went in to pick up our checks. And I went straight to Lowe's, bought a squeegee, a mop, and a bucket. And I got dropped off at the square because at the time I didn't have a license. I got it was a DUI in a parking spot down in Jacksonville. So my life was just crumbling. And I asked my uncle to drop me off at the little town square. And I went in asking everybody to clean windows. And like I thought I was going to jump right into it. And everybody's going to be like, yeah, you know what? My windows are dirty. I practiced on my uncle's windows a lot. And I kept getting told no all day. I must have went in about 30, 40 stores, and they're like, no, we got our own window guy, or no, we clean our own windows, that type of stuff. And finally, this lady, I told her, I was like, look, ma'am, I'm just tired of getting told no. I'll clean your windows inside and out for $5. Well, there's a small storefront. There's only like 6-7 kind of big windows there. And it took me about 2 hours because I didn't really know what I was doing. And that's what started me getting in. Once I did that, I was like, whoa, yes. I finally, out of all them no's, I finally got a yes. The next day, I went out again.
Wow.
Got a bunch of no's. And I started getting into residential, which I didn't even know was a thing.
Oh, yeah. Residential is a very beautiful thing, actually. But let me step in for a second. So you did the combat tour thing, 18 years old. Your life has been testosterone-filled, hyper, you know, adrenaline rush kind of life. And then you try to filter back into civilian life and pretend like you're normal like everybody else. But of course you're not because of what you've been exposed to and been around for so long, which, you know, non-combat veterans probably cannot imagine what that's like, you know, only abstractly. You stumble across a YouTube video, you go out, try to make a few bucks, your first job, you make $2.50 an hour, right? 2 hours
yeah.
for five
oh,
bucks.
Yeah.
I'll tell you this, Brian, at a minimum, if we can pull this off for you, if you can get this thing working, you're going to have an incredible story, right? This is just the beginning, but it's a heck of a beginning so far. So how long have you been in business now that you've started this?
I think about since August, September time frame.
Okay, so, and this is being recorded right about the new year here, so only a few months. And you had mentioned to me also when we chatted before that you have PTSD, right? And a lot of people
yes.
out there can listen to this. I know veterans listen to this show. How does that affect what you're trying to do?
And, yeah, like I don't have like the violent type PTSD. I just have like the no fulfillment where I hated waking up every day and going to work in like the cotton gin or something. And I just sat there a lot thinking, what has my life come to? You know, I was a sergeant in the Army, did 4 combat tours. You know, I could shoot machine guns. I'm a machine gun subject matter expert on foreign and domestic machine guns. And I was like, here I am watching a machine go round and round with cotton. It's almost like watching a dryer dry clothes.
Mm.
It was just horrible. And I kept thinking, I kept getting down on myself and I kept blaming myself. And I haven't found anything yet that has gave me the fulfillment as like cleaning windows. I know it don't sound that sexy, but like cleaning windows really feels good to me. It's nice, peaceful, calm. I put in my earbuds, listen to a podcast.
I feel you. It's there's something about it, and everybody listening that does it can relate to that. And, I'm just excited for your future. I think one thing that keeps coming to mind as I hear you talk is for so many years, Brian, you've had people tell you what to do. You've had a life of a high level of discipline, right? Focus, the Army, you are told what to do. You're told what to think. You're told where to go. You're told what not to do. But see, now the difference is you get to choose what you want to do. You get to choose your own future, your own destiny, what's gonna become of it, what you're going to make of it. And as harsh as this sounds, regardless of all the service you've given to our country, regardless of all the cool things you've done, the sacrifices you've made, which is, you know, just been hard on your mind, your body, right? You're not going to get any mercy from the marketplace. You're not going to get any favors from the marketplace. This is really going to have to be a total mindset shift for you to take control of what you want and then building a strategy to get it, right? And I think a lot of veterans struggle with the fact that they just don't get the respect that they feel they should when they get back, right? People, because people don't understand. People here are spoiled, right? They sit around, they go to Walmart, they go buy stuff. They don't even think about the hell that's happening in Iraq with all the people over there. But guess what?
And indoor plumbing, they take for granted.
Yeah, and they don't have camel spiders, right? So
yeah.
Look, I have so much compassion in my heart for what you've done. I'm very grateful on a personal level for what you've done. I'm super thankful. I want to make that publicly clear. But at the same time, when we talk about your business, and I'm going to help you build a simple strategy here to move in the right direction, to move the needle, to get momentum, it's all going to come from 100% your direct effort. That's it. I can't work harder on your business than you do. No one else can. I know that you know that. But I really want you to wrap your head around that, because that is the most important thing. If you get anything out of our time together today, it's that you have to be aware of and work on your own mindset. So here's one of my other preliminary questions. Do you have any entrepreneurs or highly successful business people that you directly know or are close with in your family or your circle of friends?
No, sir.
Okay. And that's oftentimes the case. And so what that means is that you're going to feel very uncomfortable setting visions, dreaming big, having a positive mindset, not being an employee type of mentality, because you don't have anybody that's displayed that to you. You've never seen that walked out, right? You know, for example, my kids, I've been an entrepreneur for a long time now. I haven't had a job their entire life. They don't even know. Everywhere we go, it's talking about entrepreneurship, business, opportunity, how to make things better, how to create more perceived value. That's literally what my family talks about when we drive around. And when they get bigger, they're going to have an unfair advantage over someone who didn't have that, right? And so I think it's you need to acknowledge that and make sure that we spend a good portion of your time investing in your own not just education, but anything that pushes your mindset towards the correct one. Because business is hard. But at the same time, a good business doesn't happen by accident. It happens by design. So let's figure out how we can design you and strategize the right type of business for you. So step one, Brian, is always to get really clear on what you want. What are we trying to do? And I don't need a 10-year life goal. But I want to know if I could push a button and sprinkle some magic fairy dust on your business. 12 months from now, Brian, what type of personal income would you be making? What would have happened over those 12 months? Try to describe that to me.
The next 12 months, I would love to be maybe still cleaning windows part-time, but maybe having two or three guys cleaning windows, and I'm going around checking up on it and selling windows and jumping in and out as need be.
Okay, so you want to have a focus on sales. You want to be in the field, but only limited amount of time in the field. And you'd like to build a team of people. You want to build a little band of brothers. I know you said you want to eventually grow so where you can hire other veterans too, right?
Yes, I got one working with me.
Okay, so let's talk about revenue so far. You started just a few months ago. I'm sure it's been a slow start. What have you accomplished so far in terms of total sales revenue?
Just up to November. December has been dead for me. I'd guess probably about 6,000-7,000.
Okay. We'll say 6,500. Okay. And that's about 3 or 4 months starting from scratch with no budget, no nothing, right?
Right.
And how did you get the majority of these jobs? How did this $6,500 come into existence? I know you told us the initial story for the $5. What did you do to get the rest of this revenue in the door?
I did two houses in South Georgia. One was for the store owner. They were like, hey, you know, we don't want to offend you, but would you mind cleaning our house windows? So I jumped right into that, did that. And when I saw that it was a couple $100s, I was like, wait a minute, this is way more than a store. But then I got a contract bid for a dealership, and that was about $2,000 right off the bat. And that kind of helped me out with buying insurance, license, but also I still haven't got paid for that yet. They said it takes a while to get paid for post-construction jobs. So that was $2,000, and the rest of the $4,000 has probably been up here around the Atlantic. I've moved in with my girlfriend, and she's been drumming up clients for residential.
Okay. So explain to me what you do on a Tuesday. There's no work on the schedule. What does Brian do all day?
I usually wake up, clean the house a little bit, make some phone calls from people that told me to call them before. They're like, oh, yeah, here's my number. Or, like, I'll get leads from my girlfriend. And I'll call them up and be like, hey, you know, would you like us to come take a look at your residence and we could give you a free quote and all this stuff? Sometimes they want to push it off, or they tell me like the husband's not here with a checkbook or something. So I try to make some sales when I don't do anything. Like this whole month, I've kind of been wanting to restructure some of the business.
Okay, let me ask you this. What type of personal income do you need to make on a monthly level to be have your basic needs met?
About $2,000.
And you get income from the military right now?
Like a few hundred dollars.
Just a few hundred?
When I do the 1 week in a month, yeah, I get about $350 for that.
Okay, so you need $2,000 a month from the business. There's no momentum in the business. A large chunk of your original revenue came from a big post-construction cleanup, which is a one-time job. You're not going to go back there and necessarily do that again, right?
Right.
Your sales and marketing system currently is your girlfriend. God bless her.
Pretty much, yes.
we can't build an empire on that as a model, mind you. And I know that you know that. So here's what we need to do. Let's look at what you working part-time in the field and having 2 to 3 people working for you while you're focusing on sales. Let's talk about what that looks like in terms of numbers, because we're going to create what I call a why statement for you. Or we could just call it a goal, right? But it's going to be a 12-month goal, right? So I'm making handwritten notes here, but we're going to say, you know, Brian Murray.
I'm writing all this down also.
And you know, actually, it turns out there'll be a link to this so you can listen back. Okay, so we got Brian Murray will build a business. Sorry, super slow. I'm handwriting. I love handwritten notes. Producing $2,000 a month in personal income. And let's see, we got two part-timers, and let's say $10,000 a month in total company revenue.
This number might be blowing my mind right now.
Oh, yeah. Don't worry about the how. Don't worry about how we're going to do that. Let's focus on what we want to happen. Then we'll build a plan to get to how. Okay, so we have Brian Murray is going to build a business producing a minimum of $2,000 in personal income and $10,000 in total monthly revenue by January 1st, 2018. Okay, so that's kind of the destination. And you need to spend time on this, tighten that up, make it razor sharp. But here's the thing. I want you to write this down as you take notes. There's only one thing that matters right now. There's only one thing that you need to be concerned with right now. It's very, very, very simple. Can you take a guess at what that might be, Brian?
Myself?
That's such a good answer. That's not what I was going to say, but that's a great answer. The number one thing in terms of your business itself is sales. 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 Right? You have to create momentum. And the way that you create momentum is by using the BOG method, boots on the ground, continuously networking, meeting people, going to churches, going to the Chamber of Commerce, going to the grocery, I don't care where you go. But when you have a tiny business like you do, you have an abundance of time and a lack of money, right? So if you look at a teeter-totter.
I got a lot more time than money right now.
That's right. So we need to invest that time. And we're going to exchange it for money. And then as you get more money, you're going to have less and less time, right? And then our strategy can pivot and change. But in the beginning, people overcomplicate things. They also waste a huge amount of time on little stuff. For example, if you sit around on a Wednesday and watch YouTube videos on squeegeeing techniques, you're doing it wrong. And you're going to create a lot of pain for yourself. And you're going to create a business that grows like a snail. And it doesn't have to be that way. You don't have to be an expert in every technique. You don't have to have all the best equipment. You don't have to read 400 books on business strategy. All you need to do, Brian, is create momentum. And think of it kind of like boot camp. The next 6 months for you are business boot camp, real life boot camp. The hard part about this is that you're going to have a low level of accountability. You don't have a drill sergeant screaming at you. You don't have people making you do it. And so being that you have PTSD, that you have huge amounts of self-limiting beliefs, being that you don't have a bunch of high-level successful people in your family, this is all new to you, you can't wrap your head around the $10,000 a month, that all right there, that's the war. The war is in your mind, and you're going to have to overcome it, okay? And you're going to have to get out of bed every day, and nothing else matters other than getting new sales, period. Doing bids, shaking hands, kissing babies, doing more bids, doing more bids, doing more bids from when you get up until it's dark. That should be your life. Okay, if you do that, even for 30 days, you're going to create a tidal wave of momentum behind you. And you're going to feel it because it's going to be awesome. But it's also going to be difficult the first few weeks. Once we have that little bit of momentum, then we can begin to lay the foundation for your company. I mean, I don't even care if you worry about getting insurance and getting your, you know, a company set up and all your, I don't care about that yet. Okay, that stuff is a distraction if we can't get this right first. If you can't demonstrate that you can go create momentum all by yourself with no accountability, no one's going to make you do it. No one's going to feel sorry for you if you don't do it, right? If you can fire yourself up strong enough, then you're going to be okay. And I'll know that you're going to be okay. In fact, I originally thought, you know, after we do this interview here, that we'd check in 6 months. But I think we should probably check in more like 30 days. And do a short 10-minute check-in, because I think the extra accountability will help you. I think it'll be valuable to you. Give me some feedback on what I've said so far, what your thoughts are.
I think that 30 days check-in is pretty good. It does hold me accountable. And we do counseling every month. It's a performance counseling, performance review. And I think a quick performance review would be good in 30 days, because I was like, well, I got like 6 months trying to do this. 30 days, it kind of shook me awake for a second, said, oh, I got 30 days to get out there. And we call it hop and pop in the Army when you jump out of a plane and just drop your parachute on down and take off running. So I got to really hop pop with this. 30 days to check in and get, you know, some feedback.
Not feedback. You have 30 days to produce results. Okay, so here's what we'll do. You need to make $3,000 as our goal in revenue in the next 30 days. Okay. Here's how this will work. We're gonna lay out a start date. I don't know when this podcast will air, so there'll be a little bit of a discrepancy on when it airs and when the real 30 days are. And I also know you're in your off season, right? It's because you're in Georgia. Does it get slower down there? What's the weather like in your market right now?
Yeah, it's been raining about every other day here. It's not so cold, but I know a lot of people don't want to get their windows cleaned in the rain, which I don't mind. You know, we've lived out in it before. But yeah, everybody I've talked to so far in the ending of November and coming into December, they say that they want to wait till after the new year. Everybody wants to wait till after the new year right now.
Okay, so by February 1st, you're going to have generated $3,000 in revenue, okay? This is just a baby step goal to show you how easy it is to create momentum, okay? It's not easy, but it's easier than you probably think in your brain. So here's the question. What is your average ticket? You probably don't even know yet, but is your average home going to be around $200 or more, give or take?
Yes.
Okay, so if that's the case, then all we have to do is get 15 residential homes in the month of January. Okay, that's the goal. And I'll tell you, we'll modify the goal to where if you get 15 residential jobs, not people where you're doing it for free, not because you're cheating, but 15 people that you don't know to pay you money to clean their stuff, we'll count that as a win also. Okay, so 3,000 in revenue or 15 residential homes. Now, here's a question. If I told you that I would give you a check for $1 million cash, if you could get 15 people that don't know you to pay you $200 to clean their windows in this 30 days, let me guess, Brian, do you think you could pull that off?
I believe I could.
You better. $1 million to get 15 yeah. homes? You want to build a business that has 1,500 homes a year that get service. 15 homes is nothing. 15 homes is nothing. It's so much smaller than you think. And you got to be careful mentally playing the small game. There are tons of people that need to have done what you do, but you got to go get them. Okay. So let's pretend that even if you knocked on doors, let's pretend that you got one job for every 100 doors that you knocked on. Well, guess what? Knock on 1,500 doors and then you have your 15 jobs. You know, take all the people you've already done work for and call them and get referrals. Don't overcomplicate it, but you need to understand that nothing matters except you getting $3,000 in revenue or 15 residential homes. This is the starting point. I don't want you to buy extra equipment. I don't want you to watch YouTube videos. I don't want you to focus on podcasts. None of that stuff matters. All of it is a distraction, okay? If you can't get this right, you're going to struggle. I don't want to see a struggle. And I'm gonna sweeten the deal by saying that if you accomplish your goal and you're going to prove it to me through, I don't know, a bank statement or something or having detailed records, I'm going to give you $500 of my own money to start month two. Okay, and we're going to use the $500 in money for marketing so we can do more sales and create more momentum. How's that sound?
Unbelievable. Unbelievable. I roger that, but this is, you're going way above and beyond the call of duty, Josh. Thank you so much.
I know that you're going to be able to do this, but, you know, there's a chance that you won't. And I want you to succeed. I want to incentivize you because not only is this going to help you, but it's going to help all the people that listen to this and get inspired by this. And it's going to create a tremendous sense of pressure on yourself to perform. You got to understand, Brian, that thousands of people are going to hear you commit to this plan. I'm here to support and help you, but like I said before, I can't work harder on your business than you do. You can't sit at home and do a couple follow-up calls and think that you're building a business, okay? At best, people that behave like that have kind of their own job. And that's not the same thing as having a business. And, you know, the reason that I'm being hard on you in this first 30 days is because you want to have two or three employees, and you're going to need to have about $10,000 a month in revenue to support that and to have the capital to buy vehicles and equipment and insurance and have payroll and have an accountant and all those things. If we don't hit the first 30 days correctly, the whole rest of the year is useless. It doesn't matter. And so one of my tips for people listening to this is when you're goal setting, figure out what the very most important thing is first. You can't do everything all at the same time. What is the very one thing that if you did it would make everything else easier or unnecessary? That's a quote from Gary Keller, the founder of Keller Williams Realty. But I found that to be true. Focus on one single thing. And your single thing, Brian, is sales. And so what part of your assignment I would ask you to do is to get a gigantic whiteboard or piece of construction paper or something. And I want you to build one of those little thermometers that you kind of fill in, like for a fundraiser. Yeah. You kind of draw it with a Sharpie, and you put $3,000 at the top, and you put another thermometer next to it that says 15 customers at the top. And I want you to check that off as you're going through the month. And you need to be willing to work dark until dark. You need to be willing to work 7 days a week if that's what it takes, because this is the most important time in the entire history. The future of your company is 100% reliant on this initial spark, the initial 30 days that you're going to invest. But we need to do it right. And it's got to be military-style discipline. But you're going to have to motivate yourself, because I promise, like day nine, you're just not going to want to do it. You're going to be stressed out. You're going to feel sorry for yourself. You're going to say, oh, this is so hard. Boo-hoo for me. I should just go weld something or go be a dishwasher. You're going to have those thoughts that are going to try to crush what you're doing. But I believe you're going to overcome them. I believe you're going to push through them. I believe
I'm a paratrooper, Josh.
You're a paratrooper. You're going to overcome them. You're going to overcome them. But here's the deal. No excuses, no exceptions, right? We got to hit this goal. It can't be $2,900. It can't be $2,999.99. We have to crush this goal. And so let's talk about how to do it real quick. So you have a few customers you can lean into right now, maybe to get referrals or swing by and talk to their neighbors, right? One really good way to grow that's inexpensive and works pretty well is to focus on the neighbors of your current customers, because you have a little bit of what's called social proof built in. Assuming you did a good job and they liked you, it's kind of like the bandwagon approach. It's, you knock on their door and you say, you know, hey, sorry to bother you. My name is Brian, Sergeant Brian Murray. I would even say that. My name is Sergeant Brian Murray. I have a cleaning business. And actually, your neighbor, Mary and Bob, a few weeks ago, I actually cleaned their windows. I have a window cleaning service. And here's a price if you want me to do yours. So tip number one, when you do knock on doors, try to grow from the inside out, meaning target where your customers already are and then kind of go out from there, kind of like a shockwave with your current customer being the nucleus, right? And then the other tip is always give a price, even if they don't ask for it. Don't ask a yes or no question or ask permission to say, excuse me, ma'am, please, ma'am, could you please have mercy on me so I can buy groceries? Can I give you a quote, right? That's low level. It creates a weird energy and vibe on you, and people don't like that, and it's not going to work. Instead, you're going to exude confidence even if you feel like you want to throw up, even if you're not confident. I don't care if you're actually confident. I just need you to exude confidence. And you're going to give them a price even if they didn't ask for it. So when you knock on the door, you take a step back, they answer it, you say, "Hi, I'm Sergeant Brian Murray. I actually know Bob and Mary, your neighbors. And I clean their windows. I have a luxury window cleaning service." And you're holding your arm out. You're extending your arm out with the price already on the flyer or whatever. And you say, "And I'm dropping off a price for yours in case you're interested as well. When's the last time you had your windows cleaned?" If you use the script I just said and you rehearse it in the bathroom mirror 50 times and then go do it, you will win. You will win. It's a numbers game, is tip number 3. So you have to have sufficient volume of effort to get the result you want. Now, being that you're new to this, I don't know how many times you're going to have to do that to get one job. I don't know. But we're about to find out. That's why you have to be committed to working really long days and not focusing on anything other than this singular task, because we need to figure out some metrics. Maybe you have to knock on 200 doors to get a house. I don't know. But do it. Do whatever it takes and pretend that you're getting that $1 million check by winning. And you will get a check. You'll get a $500 check from me.
Well, this is all good stuff. I'm writing all this down.
Okay, good, good. What other things are holding you back mentally? What other blocks do you have off the top of your head that you think are inhibiting you from crushing your goals here?
Off the top of my head, I would think it might be the confidence. Maybe I have to work on that. Maybe I do need to rehearse that in a mirror or rehearse it to the old lady hour on end.
How many times did you have to train and practice to become a proficient paratrooper? How many times did you have to break apart a weapon and reassemble it and clean it? How many thousands of times did you do that before you're outstanding at it, right?
Yeah,
there's no difference with this, okay? You're going to feel uncomfortable. You're going to feel stupid. You're not stupid, but you'll feel stupid because you're not going to be great at this immediately. So let's get those first 1,000 door knocks out of the way, okay? Let's just get them over with. It's kind of like getting boot camp over with, where you say, "Okay, cool, I did that. Now I can start to specialize. Now I can start to grow and really learn kind of more complex things." But if you don't go through the boot camp, if we can't achieve on this 30-day goal what we're discussing right now, the rest of it doesn't matter because you can't advance to the next level, right? If someone doesn't make it through boot camp, can they become a machine gun expert guy like you? Of course not.
Negative.
And you're not going to have 2 or 3 employees running some dream business where you're kind of not even in the field all the time. You will not achieve that if we can't even do this 30-day challenge correctly to begin with. So I don't want to beat a dead horse. I just want to be really clear of how big of a deal this will be for you.
I feel like when you say it's basic training, I think it's better to sweat in training than bleed in combat. So I think what that like transfers over to is if I go out there and hustle 30 days straight and we hit the target goal, and then whenever I'm feeling down out again, or like, you know what, I just did 30 days of running around, met quota. So if I can do that, then I can keep on pushing myself to do this. Like, it feels like this is going to be hard for me, but I'll look back and say, if I did that, I could do more. I could do this.
That's right. You're going to have a huge spike in confidence if you can pull this off, when you pull this off. Huge. And you have all the raw material. You have what it takes. It's just a matter of getting organized with a plan. And so the last thing that I'll talk about here, and really we'll just hang up and we'll go our separate ways and then we're going to reconnect. But the last thing, Brian, that you need to do is get really organized on where you're going to go to do the door knocking, the meeting the people, what days you're going to do it. You ideally need to build your 30-day plan before you even do day one, okay? We need to map that out ahead of time. We're not going to leave it to our own whims of how we feel that day. "Oh, I think I'll wander over to this neighborhood today. I think I'll head on over to that subdivision today." No, you're going to sit down, you're going to build a 30-day strategy. You know, you don't have to work all 30 days, although you should be willing to if that's what it takes. And you're going to say, okay, Monday from 8 a.m. to 11:15, I'm going to go here. I'm going to do this many door knocks. And then I'm going to take, you know, 15-minute break. Then I'm going to go from here to here. Then I'm going to go over to this neighborhood. And I'm going to do, I want to see that for the whole month in detail. Spend an entire day putting this together, okay? And as you start living it out, you might realize, gosh, you know, I'm not doing as many as I thought, so then you can adjust your plan. Or I'm doing more than I thought, and so then you can adjust your numbers. But create a written strategy for 30 days defining how many homes you're going to hit, where you're going to do it, and then rehearse your script. Make sure you have a flyer, a handout, some piece of literature that you can write a price on. And, you know, then you start day one. At that point, you're going to have, you know, really everything you need to win.
Gold. Thank you so much, Josh. Paper slap full of the notes here right now.
Yeah, you're welcome. Thank you. You know, anything that we've accomplished on this call pales in comparison to what you've done in combat, putting your life at risk. I think it's outstanding, and I'm very proud to know you and to meet you and happy to help you. But at the same time, being that I know you're a civilian right now, you know, at least on the income, like you have to make your own way. In a way, none of that matters. The marketplace doesn't care. I care. But I want you to know that you are 100% responsible for this happening. You can do it, but it's 100% on you. Don't overcomplicate it, get in the weeds. You know, don't feel sorry for yourself if you have a bad week. Push harder. Keep pushing harder, okay? You're going to create more momentum than you can imagine. And if we pull this off, it'll be really fun to build a slightly more complex plan for month number two. So, Brian, do you have any closing thoughts or words of encouragement for maybe someone thinking about getting started in this business or someone who's in a similar situation to you?
It only took me was that first yes for $5. And ever since then, I've kind of been trying to run with it. And I absolutely love this business, and I love how it challenges me. Just get out there and do it.
Just get out there and do it. You heard it here first from Brian Murray. Get out there and do it, everybody. Hey, here is to a great 2017. I love you all. We'll see you soon. Hey, you guys, Josh here. I have a question for you. Are you ready to make 2017 your very best year ever? I'm serious, okay? Are you ready to finally get the things in place that you need to get in place, get organized in a way you never have before, take action and have the accountability you need and the framework you need to crush it in 2017? Are you finally ready to get unstuck? Because if you are, I want you to join me on January 12th. January 12th, I'm hosting a live webinar and I'm unveiling the new Automate, Grow, Sell Small Business Bootcamp that we've had so much success with in 2016. We're 1 year in, we've had over 100 businesses join us, and it's been an amazing journey. We've learned a lot. Many of the bootcamp members have doubled or even tripled their business after joining the bootcamp. Business is hard and it's a lot of work, but I'll tell you something. When you have accountability, when you can bounce things off other people in the private mastermind Facebook group, when you have over 50 training videos of me teaching you step by step by step and showing you sample documents and spreadsheets and all the financial stuff and the leadership and the employee systems that you need to crush 2017, it's a lot easier. Don't be a lone ranger, and at a minimum, you owe it to yourself to join me on January 12th and take a look at what the new bootcamp can offer you. We're going to have a reduced limited time price available on the bootcamp, and to register was totally free. Hang out with me live. Go to automategrowsell.com/best year because you're going to have the best year ever. Go to automategrowsell.com/best year. I hope to see you then. Hey, thanks for hanging out, friends. And from all of us here at the Quick Talk Podcast team, we hope you love today's show. We hope that you were inspired to become a doer and not just a listener. Apply what you've heard today in your own business and watch things change for the better. Lastly, remember that all the money in the world can't save your soul. Seek first the kingdom of God, my friends. We'll see you next time.
For more information about the Quick Talk Podcast or Joshua's other businesses, visit our website, quicktalkpodcast.com. Have a blessed day.